in about 15 minutes on the show. And then around 1:40, we will have the family dance party for you. First up this hour, though, we have Courtney Wise Randolph from Detour Detroit joining us live in studio. Now, Courtney is a WDET Storymakers alum and now writes for Detour about some of the city's movers and shakers and entrepreneurs. And we have partnered with them for a monthly segment called The Culture Detour, where Courtney introduces us to the fascinating folks she writes about who are doing just incredible work in the city. Welcome back to Culture Shift, Courtney. Let's try that again.
All right.
There I am.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you back. And really excited to talk about this story. Also joining us on the line is the owner of a really brilliant, exciting business on the city's west side, a business that's really, Courtney, more than a business. It is a community resource, a community center. Darlene Alston is joining us. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome to
Courtney.
Hey.
Welcome to Culture Shift. So, Courtney, you have written about Darlene's business, Just a Little Bit Eclectic Tea Shop. It's on the city's far west side. It's out right now in Detour, Detroit. But we want to hear the story behind this tea shop because, like I said, it's more than a tea shop. It's more than a business. It is a really incredible place in the community.
Yeah, I was really blown away in my conversation with Ms. Darlene about all that she's made happen from this tea shop. There are some folks, when I was just reading reviews online about it, that described it as a really magical place to encounter. So what you know off the top is that you can go there and get tea at Just a Bit Eclectic because it's a tea shop. But also, it is this really wonderful nonprofit. And Ms. Darlene, I would just like for you, if you could, to just introduce our listeners to the shop. Like, if they come visit the shop, what can they expect when COVID's not happening, when they walk into Just a Bit Eclectic?
Wow. Well, when you walk into Just a Bit Eclectic, some people describe it, say it's like they walk into their grandma's house. And I don't know anybody that doesn't love their grandmother. So it's a place that you walk into and you immediately just kind of relax. When people come in, they tend to linger. And when they come in for official visit, they tend to forget what their business is because it's just a warm, comfortable place where you can just start a conversation or just kind of look at the archives that I have on the wall. I've collected a lot of different things for history and just to let young people know what our past was like based on how we made things and how people created things and that they can do the same thing. You know, we have, guess what this is, on the walls, or we have UAW stickers, pins on the wall, or handcrafted wood pieces, you know, arts and crafts kind of things. You know, just a creative space is basically what it is, and it's not just one thing that you can create. It's whatever you want to create. I love creativity. I love crafts. And I collect it, and I introduce it to young people because I think that they need to see that creative spirit so that they can become a part of that creative spirit, whether it's crafts or starting a business.
Now, what is Guess What This Is? Is that like a series you created, or was that something that is a memento from history that you intentionally placed in the shop?
Something that I intentionally placed in the shop. And I call it Guess What This Is because young people, they say, well, what is that? I say, well, guess what that is? What do you think it is? And not even just young people, adults as well. We have something, it's actually a fish scaler. And people are like, what is that? What do you do with that? But it's an old fish scaler. And how many people scale their own fish now? Mm-hmm. Very few. And, you know, or... actually, the really interesting thing was that I have old telephones. And this young lady, she said, what is that?
Oh.
You know, the telephone. And she wanted to know how to dial it. So instead of, you know, you do one, it's a rotary dial. She put all of her fingers in the holes to dial the phone. So that's how far removed we are from our past.
Okay.
With cell phones, yeah.
Wow, so it's really like a treasure, an introductory to history, life, some of the experiences you've had just in walking into the shop and seeing what you've got on display. Now, I know you told me that you had a vision for this shop when you were 20 years old. And as you said yourself, you're well over the age of consent now. So if you opened the shop in 2013, I'm wondering, how were you able to sustain the vision for this shop over so many years?
Well, I'm kind of, it was what I wanted to do. It was what I wanted to do, and it was always in my heart to do. And as time went on and I grew up, you know, just more things. And then to Courtney, life. When I saw how life had changed from when I was 20 years old and what children are experiencing or not allowed to experience now, it just seems that, you know, this was inevitable. I remember my daughter was talking to me about, she said, Mama, do you remember when I had a paper route? I was like, yeah. And back when she was younger, boys had paper routes. But she had a paper route. And I was like, yeah, I remember you had a paper route. Children can't get paper routes today because papers are, well, one, social media and different things, so they don't have papers. You know, they don't deliver papers anymore. And then, two, what papers they do have, adults are delivering them. So children don't have an opportunity to experience that first job and that remember when. And remember when, so life changed, and thank God that I was able to alter my pattern, because I wanted to open a tea shop, but then so many things were happening, and then the need got greater and greater and greater. And I suspect that as the world changes, that because the tea shop is fluid, we can change with the world to accommodate the dreams and aspirations of young people.
Okay, so it sounds like you had a vision for a shop, and that evolved because you recognized a need in the community for the young people around you. So you edited the vision that you had for your shop because you wanted to support people coming up behind you.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Did you always intend for there to be a farm with it? Because I'm just blown away by that. Like, my mother was born and raised in Detroit, too, and I've never visited a farm with the intent to farm it. I've never heard her or any of my aunts and uncles talk about a farm. And how did you determine you would put a farm behind this tea shop?
Well, you know what? I call them the greats, my great-grandmother, my great-aunts and great-uncles, they grew up on a farm. And so when they came to Detroit, they moved to the east side of Detroit, and they always grew something. They always grew something. My grandmother had different fruit trees on the east side of Detroit. There's very, very, very good soil. She had fruit trees and vegetables, and she would can things and make apple butter, and, you know, and that's how I grew up, with people growing stuff, canning stuff, putting stuff away for the winter. And I thought they were so great. You know, they're great people. I said, you know what? I want to do that. I want to grow something. So I've always grown something. And I have a green thumb, as they say, because of those people who taught me how to grow and always had my hands in the soil in the spring and summertime. So it was just a natural evolution for the tea shop to become to become a farm, because I had land and opportunity.
And again, we're talking to Darlene Alston. She's the owner of Just a Bit Eclectic Tea Shop in Detroit's Grandmont Rosedale neighborhood. Also joined by Courtney Wise Randolph, a writer for Detour Detroit. She has written about Darlene in her latest series for Detour. You can check it out over at DetourDetroiter.com. Courtney writes about some of the city's movers and shakers and interesting entrepreneurs and just amazing stories like Darlene's that you're not hearing anyplace else. So definitely check out her full story with all the photos there. You know, Darlene, I'm just curious, you know, when you're talking about this, you know, desire to keep the tradition going of growing food and of preserving it as well, canning, something is just like a lot of people don't even really know, not even how to do that, but even what that is or why that would be important. You know, do you feel called to giving this tradition to the next generations?
I do, and I'm glad you used that word called. I do. I feel called to do it. And a lot of times I think, you know, I could be doing something else, but then I know in my spirit that there's nothing else that I can do other than this because, one, I do love it, and I like to see the children experience the growth of something that they're doing and then actually just eating it. There's one young lady, she hated tomatoes. I said, well, go and pick a tomato, and then if you don't like it, spit it out. Mm-hmm. And she tasted it. She said, this isn't a tomato. This is a tomato. It doesn't taste like the ones I get in the supermarket. I know. It doesn't taste like what you get in the supermarket because it's fresh. It's from the ground. And then we transferred that to the longevity of the tomato when you can it. And I thought about that with COVID-19. People used to can food. We didn't run out of food because we canned food. You know, we preserved it, put it away, and you always had shelves and shelves of things. So that's something that I desire to bring back. Now, is everybody going to be canning food? No. Will somebody do it? Certainly. And they'll share with other people. So I think canning is very important just for preservation of the food because at our farm, I grow an abundance of stuff, and I got to do something with it.
You're the first person that I've heard in a conversation reference their actual experience with the soil on the east side of Detroit. I've certainly read like Black Bottom wasn't in reference to black people living in a particular part of the east side, but it was a reference to the richness of the soil. So that's a really, that for me was like one of those mementos and conversation that you talk about being in the shop. I'm wondering, the nonprofit is called A Place to Begin. Over the years, how many young people have you been able to mentor and support through the program?
Over the years, we've had about 18 young people go through the program. So that was probably about it differs, but about 18 people that go through the program. Not all finished the program, but all certainly were impacted by the program.
Can you have their parents or the young people giving you some feedback specifically about how they were impacted?
Yes. There were three young ladies, and I called them the KK girls because all of their names start with a K. They went through the program, and then they moved to Minnesota. Now, they were being raised by their grandmother because their mother had some issues, and they were being raised by their grandmother. And then when their mother went through her rehab and parenting classes, she wanted her children back with her in Minneapolis. And her grandmother said that when they went to school, they were saying, how do you guys know all of these things? How are you so well prepared? Because I actually let them run the shop. And she told them they had a job at this, what she called it, a coffee shop, this tea shop. And they learned it from the tea shop. They got their experience from the tea shop. So the KK girls, they went on to Minneapolis to become successful despite the fact that there were some problems at home. And I met their mother as well, and she was just well pleased with the work that was done with their daughters, with her daughters. And I'll say that they were smart girls anyway, because I take a hands-off approach. I let peer-to-peer, you know, I let them correct one another. And I kind of like just take a hands-off approach and let them do their own problem solving. So although I manage, but I don't run it, I let them run it because I think that children, especially at the age of 14, this is your life, and you got to make some decisions about how you're going to be interacting with your peers, with your environment. And I as an adult, can't keep making those decisions for them. I say to them, what do you think? What should you do? Because I have three daughters, and I said, by the time they get 13, I'm going to let them go and make their own decisions. And people think that's a young age. But that gives me 5 years to train them before they leave and go off on their own to school or wherever. So from 13 to 18 is a training ground. They can fall down, make mistakes, get back up, do stupid stuff, and I'm still there to support them and correct them and answer questions, because when they go to college, I wanted them to be well prepared. And I feel the same way about these children, that make your own mistakes, make your own failures, fall down, get back up. I'm going to be here to support you.
Ms. Darlene, thank you so much for joining us on this particular segment. It's been my honor to speak to you for the written article and on WDET's Culture Shift today. I'm looking forward to when the shop opens in mid-May.
Thank you, Courtney, and I thank you for inviting me, and thank you for allowing me to speak, and it's just a great pleasure to talk to you and your audience.
All right.
And that was Darlene Alston, owner of Just a Bit Eclectic Tea Shop on Detroit's West Side. They are going to be opening up in May, so definitely go out and support them. Great, great programs that she is running for youth out there. And Courtney Wise Randolph joined us as well. She is the writer for Detour Detroit. She writes about movers and shakers and entrepreneurs in the city, stories of folks you are just not going to hear anywhere else. That is why you tune into WDET, and that is why you should subscribe to Detour Detroit. Go to DetourDetroiter.com to see Courtney's story and photos of the Just a Bit Eclectic Tea Shop as well. This is 101.9 WDET's Culture Shift.